Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Almighty God. I am Adeshewa Gabriel, your prayer host. Welcome to the moment of turnaround, a prophetic prayer reign to live a profitable life and bless humanity. Thanks be to Almighty God for another opportunity. Thank God for life. Thank God for life. Thank God for everything. Lord, we bless your holy name. It is by your grace we have not been consumed. Thank you for protection. Thank you for provision. Thank you for going out and coming in. Thank you for all our listeners all over the world. Thank you for how you have been taking care of us even in this hard time, in this time of pandemic, in this time of coronavirus. You have been our shield. You have been our help. You have surrounded us with your edge of protection, and you have not allowed coronavirus to come near us and our family. Thank you for how faithful you are. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful is your name. Faithful in your doing. Wonderful God, we bless your holy name. Thank you for wonders in our life. That we are breathing and we are alive is a wonder. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to appreciate you. Glory be to your holy name. Honor be to your holy name. Thank you for the wonders we do through this word and prayers. Thank you for the wonders you will do for us in the remaining days of this week. Thank you for the wonders you will do for us throughout today. Thank you for all your wonders. Lord, we bless your holy name. Be thou magnified. Thank you because we will never pray in vain. Your hand will rest upon our life. Miracles will begin to happen in our life. Ways will open. Doors will open. Wonders will happen. Miracles will happen. People will gather to celebrate with us. Things of joy, things of praise will never cease in our life. We bless your holy name. Glory, glory, honor, and adoration be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brethren, the prayer charge of this morning is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 1 verse 7. The prayer charge is in the book of Exodus chapter 1 verse 7, and it reads, "And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and was exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." Praise the Lord. The children of Israel were fruitful and they increased abundantly and multiplied and was exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Brethren, this is the plan of God for us. As his own children, he wants us to be fruitful, to increase abundantly, to multiply, and to wax exceedingly mighty. Look at it. From addition to multiplication to geometric progression. He wants us to wax mighty. He wants us to increase abundantly. He wants us to expand and enlarge our coast all over the world. Physically, spiritually, academically, financially, maritally. God's plan for our life is to increase. God has not created any one of us to be barren. God has not created any one of us to be stagnant. God has not created any one of us to suffer. He has created us to increase, to flow in abundance, to enjoy what God has created for us, what God has destined for us. He wants us to enjoy it. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to increase abundantly. He wants us to multiply and was exceedingly mighty. Even in time of scarcity, God's plan for our life is increase. Even in this time of pandemic, you can still enjoy increase from God. You can still enjoy fruitfulness from God. You can still enjoy multiplication from God. You can still enjoy being waxed and exceedingly mighty and fill the land with your substance, with the wisdom of God, with everything that God has laid in your hands, people will just see that the hand of God is upon this person. This person is progressing, is because of the hand of God. Therefore, in that line, according to Exodus chapter 1, verse 7, I prophesy upon your life, as you go out today, you will be fruitful, you will increase, you will multiply, you will work exceedingly great in the name of Jesus. You will make it. All your endeavors will prosper. God will shower his blessing upon you. You will not know sorrow. God will surround you with laughter. God will surround you with joy. God will surround you with lifting. Every area of your life, I decree abundant increase of God in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life, every satanic devices that is stopping your increase, your multiplication, and your abundance, I destroy them in the name of Jesus. Every power and every forces that is causing failure in your life at the edge of success, they are destroyed now in the name of Jesus. That near success syndrome that is affecting your finances, affecting your career, affecting your academics and your spiritual life, they will scatter now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree every power from the pit of hell that is hindering you physically, spiritually, academically, financially, ministerially, not to enjoy increase, not to enjoy multiplication, not to enjoy fruitfulness, not to enjoy being exceedingly great and vast mighty, they will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Your effort and your labor will not be wasted. The grace of the Lord will manifest upon your life. And as you go, the Lord will go with you. Go in this might and go and prosper. Go in this might and go and enjoy God. Go in this might and go and excel and come back with testimony. Thank you, faithful Father, because you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Until I come your way again next time, I am Gabriel Adeshewa. God bless you. Shalom. Peace.